remain standing for just a moment. Emmanuel, God revealed in us. Did you know that? Did you know that you have God within you? That you show God through your life? You do. You do. And that is so cool. So when we say, peace of Christ be with you, we're not only offering Christ, we're receiving Christ from the other person. That gift of God that is revealed in each one of us. I'm Reverend Esther Robinson, and I will be your servant today. Let's greet one another with the peace of Christ. Peace. Peace, sweetheart. Peace, Lee. Oh, you look so pretty in this blue necklace. Hey, Bradley. Hey.
Stranger, are you liturgizing?
Oh, no.
Where's your robe there?
I tried to get her to come
in. What does that mean to me?
I don't know.
You sound just fine to me.
No, I can't hear out of this ear at all. It's still
what?
Yeah.
What? Huh?
Four, five, six. One, two, three. Okay. Good morning. Welcome to Calvary United Methodist Church. My name is Bob Seymour. I am one of the lay servants in this church. And lay servants are not the ones that just get up here and help in the service. We're also the ones that are chairmen of the committees, or working on the committees, or we're doing other things throughout the church. We are servants. So if you'd like to join us in that, please let us know. We have classes at least twice a year where you can learn and go through the training to be a lay servant. Robin?
Okay. Good morning, Calvary. So, isn't it awesome to be here this morning in God's house? Amen. Well, today's date is Sunday, October 4th, which means we've only got this Sunday and next Sunday before we have our Saturday night at the Hop. Who knows about Saturday night at the Hop? Yay! Who's bought their ticket? Boo! Oh, good, good, good. No, I really need to get you to understand that tickets will only be on sale today, next week, and next Sunday. After Sunday of next week, that is the cutoff, because this is not a catered event. We will have delicious food, but we have to really have a decent head count so that we'll know how much food to buy, and we don't want to be wasteful with that, okay? So, today also starts, we're also going to have an auction that evening, Saturday evening. So if you have something that you would like to donate to the church, we're collecting that as well starting this week. So I know the month of October is a busy, busy time, but you know, this is only going to be a success if you come out and join us and have fun. And you know what? You don't have to dress up like 50s if you don't want to. Just come on out and have a good time and laugh at the other people who are dressed up in their 50s outfit, okay? Okay, so it's really going to be a great fun time. And you know, I just love it when Calvary gets together as a family. When there's no strings attached, just come out for food, fun, and fellowship, okay? All right, thank you. I have a whole sack full of tickets. Nancy Walker has tickets. Sue has tickets. And I will be available. I'll be visible. We're all visible. We got tickets. And look here, they're fancy tickets.
Can I get the ones that have tickets to stand up so
please,
everybody can see who you are?
Oh, and these are fancy, fancy tickets. Because you're going to get to mark off what you want, and then we're going to tear it off, and you're going to keep part, and we're going to keep part, so we're going to have lots of food for everybody. So if you want two hamburgers, put two hamburgers. Anyway, Nancy? Nancy will be in the kitchen after church, and I also will be roaming around, okay? So please come out and get your tickets. We all know they are $10 a person or $25 for a family. If you need a nursery, nursery is going to be provided as well. Thank you and God bless.
Another fundraising event will be the church is selling the entertainment books. Please speak with, it says Gail, but all those, I know there was like 5 or 10 people who are selling the books. Can you stand up? Yes, again. It's Calvary's Exercise Month. You see these people, they will have the entertainment books to sell. So please help us. It's another fundraiser to help the church. So please participate in that. The items for W.E. Cherry for the month of October are colors, crayons, and colored pencils. Crayons and colored pencils. And we successfully delivered the supply of folders and pencil boxes. I forget what they were. Thank you. And I know we've received thank yous from W.E. Cherry, so please continue to help us with that effort. Pumpkins are coming. They are not coming today at 4 o'clock. They are coming tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Due to truck scheduling and so forth, we have been delayed on our delivery. So if you can be out at 3 o'clock tomorrow to help us unload the truck. Any further comments on that, Ron? If your neighbor's not doing anything, grab them. If you didn't hear that, excuses are available in the office. Thank you. There is also a decorating of the pumpkin patch after church today, and I believe they're going to try and move the tents over. So we need people to be able to stand at each one of the poles of the tent and just walk it over where we want it. They're already set up. And I say on each pole because I've tried it in the past and didn't have everybody, one person on every pole. The poles fell out. Yeah, creates a little bit more of a problem in trying to move the tents if you don't have personally each pole, 8 people. Food bank will reopen on October the 9th from 11 to 2. It will close early if food runs out. Volunteers and donations are needed. Please bring donations to the church, or if you're unable to bring them to the church, please call and we'll have them picked up. Volunteers, please call either the church office or Larry Rood. Got a pencil? 738-1190. Did you get that? We will have a meeting of volunteers on Monday, October the 5th at 7 p.m. That's tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Also related to the food bank, if you have coupons, please cut them out. This is primarily to bring your unwanted coupons for baby food and other food products to the church. We would like to have these available to give to the people at the food bank. So if you have coupons, it's baby food I'm sure would be needed. Please bring those by the church so that we can have those to give to the people that come to the food bank. There will be a brief meeting of the finance committee dealing church right after the church service this morning. Following the church service this morning. Got it. Okay. Any further announcements? If you would, take the time to look in your pews. There is a salty service. So be in the pews with the welcome card and with the prayer cards. This is if you've done a good deed this week for Christ. Pick it up. Put it in the offering plate. If you think you've done a good deed, pick it up. Put it in the offering plate. If you're sure you have it, don't move it. We'd like more yeses than noes on that. Prayer requests are in the pews. Please fill these out. If you have prayer requests, put them in the offering plate when it comes by. Likewise, on the back side, if your prayers have been answered, we'd like to know that. So please fill that out for us this morning. Welcoming a new visitors. If you are a new visitor this morning, I hope that you've been recognized. I'm going to do it anyway. Show of hands if you are with us for the first time this morning. Good morning. Glad to have you with us. Really appreciate it. The ushers should have a welcoming gift for you. Thank you. Okay, if you will please join me in the worship elements. I'm sorry, announcement here is due. I loaded these into the computer to go up on the screen. However, when I got here this morning, they wasn't there. So you'll be reading from your insert in the bulletin this morning. Today we are invited to a joyful feast hosted by Jesus Christ. All who are hungry will find the bread of life here.
All who
are lost will find safety here.
All who are lonely will find friend here.
All who are broken will find healing here.
All who have been wandering will find home here.
For this is a heavenly banquet, and you are welcome here.
Let us worship God. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
If you'd stand and look through the screen behind me. We'll sing "Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord."
I want to see you.
children's moment. I have something that I want to share with you today from a book. It's one page. Here's one page. I want you to tell me what the story is when I read it. "What about worms?" Jody asked with a laugh. Mr. Weaver began to laugh and shake all over. "No, Jody, worms are only for real gardens." Now, wasn't that a good story? Yep, they said it was a good story. But guess what? That's not the whole story, is it? That's not the whole story. It goes inside this book here. If I put it inside this book and we read the whole story, then we'll know. And God's love is kind of like that. God's love includes everybody, not just one person out here by themselves. All of God's people together make this book, and we tell God's story with our lives. And it's important that you know that you are included. You are not just by yourself. You have the whole family of God. We're all a part of one big family. And that tells us the wonderful story of God's love. You wouldn't know the story of God's love without Miss Betty over here. And you wouldn't know the story of God without Mr. Cook over there. We all important in God's story, and we all belong to God's story, and you belong to God's story, and you belong to God's story. God's story is important. And so we remember that we're not just individual pages, but we form together. We form God's story of love for the whole world when we're together. Let's bow our heads and have a prayer. We thank you, God, for your love of us, and that you love each and every one of us, that we're all a part of your story. And we are so grateful to you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. May these children continue to grow in your grace and favor. Through Christ's name we pray. Amen. And now you may have a piece of candy. There you go. You're welcome. You're welcome. Today is Communion Sunday, so I think they're going to stay in the service for communion that Children's Church will be during the time that we have communion. The rest of the month, but communion, they'll stay here and take communion. I want the children to know what communion is. If they're not here during the communion time, they won't know. They won't know how to experience or what it even means. We continue to worship God this morning with the presentation of our tithes and offerings. If the ushers would please come forward. Let us pray. Oh God, we are grateful today for your presence, and for your presence in every single person represented here, because each person here is a gift. Who they are, not just what they bring, but we lift up to you all the gifts that we give. Through Christ's name we pray. Amen. This morning to come to the table of the Lord later on in this service. And so I invite you to a time of confession, a time to confess to God our unworthiness for these wonderful gifts that we receive from our Lord. Will you turn with me in your insert, the worship elements, to the section that says prayer of confession and pardon. It starts on one side, and then you'll see it continues over to the back side. Let us pray together. Almighty God, we confess that we judge others and we play favorites. We are accepting of those who are accepting, but we reject those who seem narrow-minded and closed off to the world. We want to accept everyone except those people. We forget that all of us are made in your image and that all of us have sinned and fall short. Forgive us for our pride and arrogance. Forgive us for our selfishness and self-centeredness. Forgive us when we judge and despise others, even when we claim that judging others is wrong. Turn us back to your path. Turn us back to your love. And guide us in ways to restore and heal relationships. In the name of Jesus, who emptied his pride to the point of dying on the cross, we pray. Amen. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Our scripture reading this morning is found in Mark chapter 10, verses 2 through 16. Some Pharisees came, and to test him they asked, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?" He answered them, "What did Moses command you?" They said, "Moses allowed a man to write a certificate of dismissal and to divorce her." But Jesus said to them, "Because of your hardness of heart, he wrote this commandment for you. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate." Then in the house the disciples asked him again about this matter. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." Reading on to the next part where Jesus is blessing the children. People were bringing their children to him in order that he might touch them. And the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not stop them. For it is so, it is to such that though these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And he took them up in his arms and laid his hands on them and blessed them. May God, this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
The man came home late on a January evening. The traffic from the city had been terrible. As he came up the steps, he noticed one light on in the house. The rest of it was dark. He opened the door, and as soon as he did, one of the children yelled, "Daddy, Daddy, Daddy's home!" He hugged the children. Glancing into the kitchen, he could easily see bags and bottles opened, all in disarray. Things were a mess. "Where's your mom?" he asked. "She's upstairs taking a nap," the little girl said. "And we got hungry, so we decided to fix supper for ourselves." "Taking a nap?" he asked. And he felt himself gripped by dread. "You two have a seat in the kitchen, and I'll go up and check on Mom," he said. They bounded back into the kitchen, and he ascended the stairs in the darkness. He called out his wife's name. He thought he heard a moan coming from the bedroom. He entered, and there she was, sprawled across the bed on her back, one arm over her head. And he moved toward her and he could smell the alcohol on her breath. "What are you doing here?" he asked. "I was just worn out after the day I've had. I wanted to take a little nap." "A nap? It's 7 o'clock at night. Sue, how could you?" "I'm not allowed to take a nap when I'm sleepy," she said groggily. But he didn't answer. He went back downstairs and started to make something for supper. He opened up a couple cans of soup, and then he and the two children sat down and he asked them about their day. After the children went to bed, he confronted her. "You are drunk again." He gritted his teeth and mumbled back at her, "How could you?" And she began to cry. And he could now predict exactly how she would react on these occasions. She always promised that it would never happen again. And for a month or so, she really seemed to keep her promise. But then he found a bag back in the garbage full of empty cream de menthe bottles. And of course, he pled with her to go with her for counseling. He said he would go with her. She always acted angrily to his suggestion. And the days between these bouts of drinking grew shorter. And his patience was growing shorter, too. He said that he was concerned about the safety of the children, but he was mainly miserable himself. So one thing was certain. He was reaching his limit. He knew that alcoholism was a sickness, and he understood that Sue ought to be pitied rather than condemned, but still, he had his limits, and he had reached his limit. And I know you can figure out exactly how the story ends. He came to me as his pastor, and he told me that he was leaving his wife. He was planning to get custody of the children, and if she fought him, he would expose her alcoholism, and he'd fight her in court if needed. He said that he had tried everything, but that he had reached his limit. And you know, I can understand, and I know that those of you who have loved someone suffering from alcoholism or any other addiction, you too can understand. I remember someone in Alcoholics Anonymous saying to me that one of the truths she learned was that you may not be able to save the alcoholic whom you love, but you can certainly save yourself. She told me that when it comes to alcohol addiction, you can't expect the alcoholic to define the limit. We all have our limits. But here's the thing. Jesus says God is different. There appears to be no limits to the love of God. Is this not the message that is behind today's scripture? Today, Jesus' disciples ask him about divorce. And they remind Jesus that Moses allowed for divorce. Hebrew law permitted a man to divorce his wife for all sorts of reasons. And Jesus simply says, from the beginning, it was not so. This was not the way God intended things to be. And then Jesus harshly condemns divorce. And right then, the gospel moves to the scene with Jesus receiving the little children. Little children, whom the disciples perceive as a nuisance, are to be sent away, according to them. But Jesus refused to send the little children away. Instead, Jesus received the children, he hugged them, and he blessed them. And Jesus says that in all of this, the kingdom of God is made manifest. We read this passage as applying to us. That is, we think we ought not to divorce. We ought to welcome little children. But maybe, instead, what we are seeing here is the great difference between God and ourselves. Maybe this is a scripture about God. Because you and I, we have our limits. We make promises, and with all good intentions, we plan to stay together forever. But people get sick. People disappoint. People become trapped or addicted or distant or estranged. And nobody I know wants divorce. We have our limits. Sometimes we find it impossible to keep our promises. Sometimes promises are broken for all sorts of good reasons. And we love our children. But children are demanding. To bring children into the world is to severely limit our adult freedom. Because children are utterly dependent on others to do things for them they can't do for themselves. So many elect not to receive children. And I don't mean just children into your home. I mean children into the church. But in today's gospel, Jesus makes clear that God is not like that. God is the one who, from the very beginning, makes union, fosters communion and togetherness. God is the one who brings individuals together into a community that we call the body of Christ. And like I said to the children, the body of Christ includes them. It includes us all. This is how we got the church. God brought us together. God took us as different individuals, many of us quite unlike one another, and brought us together into communion in the church. And that's what we celebrate today in World Communion Sunday. We are in communion with Christians halfway around the world who we do not know and we may not ever recognize. But they are part of the body of Christ. But we are only human. There are limits upon our love, limits upon our ability to stay with other people, particularly people in great need, and to keep our lives bound to theirs. But this truth must be set alongside a counter-truth. The love of God does not have such limits. We can attempt to separate ourselves from God, but Jesus implies here that God does not separate from us. We can come to the limits of our ability to love and to persevere in love, but God does not come to the same limits. Thanks be to God. I remind you that here in the Gospel of Mark, as we've been sharing the last few weeks, we are on our way to seeing just how far God in Christ will go for us, and that is all the way to death on a cross. That's pretty far. Once again, Jesus has set the bar rather high. The disciples of Jesus are to marry and not to divorce. The disciples of Jesus are to have love, compassion, and mercy for the needs of the little ones, whether they be children or the poor or the disabled or the sick or the infirmed. Whoever they are the little ones we are to care for. In so many ways, you and I will fail to live up to the kingdom's demands. Because we have our limits. But spread like a banner over all of that is an affirmation that God loves us limited human beings in a limitless divine way. Oh, we fail in love. After all, we are only human. But we have a God who forgives our failures, who loves us in spite of our limits to love in return. So I'm saying that today's gospel is not that severe bad news of setting the moral standards so high that there's no way we can ever reach the bar. I am saying that today's gospel is the good news that in spite of our inabilities, our limits, our failures, God is limitlessly loving and always faithful. Always. Let us cling to that in our own limited way, in our broken promises. Let us cling to that. Will you bow your heads as we pray together? Lord Jesus, keep loving us in our limits. Keep loving us in a way that is better than the way we love you. We cling to the faith in your limitless love. Amen. Amen and amen. This morning we're going to do communion in a slightly different way. We're going to do it by intinction. And what we do with that is we form one line down the center. Bob and I are going to be standing here, and you're going to take a piece of the bread, which has already been cut for you, and dip it into the cup. You don't need to drink from the cup. Just dip your piece of bread into the cup. And then eat that piece of bread. And then, if you would like, kneel and pray to God. Bring yourself to God's table and before going back to your seats. But first, we are reminded of just how limitless God's love is for us. When he gathered with his friends on his last night on earth, and he had a meal with them, and he took a piece of the bread and he said, this is my body. And then he broke it and said, it is broken for you. Eat this in remembrance of me and be thankful every time you do it. And then he took the cup, and when he had given thanks and blessed it, he said, this is my cup of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Drink this as often as you do it in remembrance of me and be thankful. The everyday gifts of bread and wine, common elements that we see and eat every single day. So we remember, I hope you remember every time you break bread, every time you share a meal, you are sharing in God's good gift for you. The gift that he gave of his son going to the cross and dying for us and giving us our salvation. So let me invite you, let's see, how are we going to do this? Let me ask the choir to come down first, and then Bob, will you come and help me by holding the cup to dip into the cup? You don't have far to dip. It's pretty full, so you just have to dip it in, and the choir will show you how to do it. Yes. We're going to step down here. Yeah, that's all right, sweetie. We're going to come down so the people don't have to walk up the steps. Get on the outside of me.
Thank you.
for you.
If you'd stand and turn your hymnals to page 706.
They've been 2 weeks operating without the piano. We will get George back next week, I understand.
Hopefully.
but they have done well. Haven't they done excellent? Don't tell them this, but we hardly missed them at all. No, that's not true.
We did.
That's not true. We did miss it. Yes, the page that George... the page that he writes on is very important to our community of faith, that's for sure. Amen. Will you receive now the benediction? May the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the love of God, our heavenly Creator, the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit rest now and abide with each of you, now and always. Go in peace. Amen.
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 Don't forget to get your tickets in the kitchen. Nancy's waiting.